Kingdom Exhortations. March 2026. Read by John Morton.
Good morning. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the Apostle Paul exhorts the Corinthian believers to be consistent and diligent in their walk with Jesus. He warns them about the dangers of being lured away from their earnest devotion to Christ by reminding them that most of the people in the Old Testament that witnessed Jesus protect them by parting the Red Sea still abandoned him in their hearts and were ultimately rejected by him. Quote, "For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and that they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness." 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1 through 5. When we read and study our Bible, it's essential that we understand that the Bible is not merely a history book with interesting stories to entertain us. Everything written in our Bible was written down to be an example to us of how Jesus worked in the lives of others in order to convict and encourage us in our walk with him. Quote, "Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. Do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. We should not commit sexual immorality, as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 of them died. We should not test Christ, as some of them did, and were killed by snakes. And do not grumble, as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel." 1 Corinthians 10, 6-10. The scriptures consistently remind us of the danger of falling into temptation and subsequent sin. It's important for us to walk with an attitude of humility, knowing that as long as we are in this world, we are subject to the temptations of the world and the devil. At the same time, we need to remember that Jesus is always with us and will not let us be given more than we can handle. Quote, "These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. So, if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." 1 Corinthians 10, 11-13. One of the biggest problems in Christianity today is that most Christians have a divided heart. They have not set apart Jesus in their hearts and minds as their Alpha and Omega, their beginning and their end, their first and their last, their all in all. They are not devoted fully and only to Jesus. We cannot be involved with Jesus and with other spiritual and belief systems at the same time. Jesus will not share us with anyone. Quote, "Therefore, my dear friends, flee from idolatry. I speak to sensible people. Judge for yourselves what I say. Is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ? And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one loaf, we, who are many, are one body, for we all share the one loaf. Consider the people of Israel. Do not those who eat the sacrifices participate in the altar? Do I mean then that food sacrificed to an idol is anything, or that an idol is anything? No, but the sacrifices of pagans are offered to demons, not to God, and I do not want you to be participants with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons too. You cannot have a part in both the Lord's table and the table of demons. Are we trying to arouse the Lord's jealousy? Are we stronger than he?" 1 Corinthians 10, 14-22. As Christians, we are forgiven and free in Jesus Christ to live our lives as we see fit. We can go where we want, do what we want, eat what we want, and think what we want. This does not mean, however, that all our thoughts, desires, and choices are proper or profitable for us or for helping others. We each need to be thoughtful and circumspect regarding our lifestyle and decisions so that we may be pleasing to Jesus and beneficial to others. Quote, I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. No one should seek their own good, but the good of others. Eat anything sold in the meat market without raising questions of conscience, for the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. 1 Corinthians 10:23 to 26. Christians are permitted to eat whatever they wish without feeling guilty or conscience stricken. If you go to a Buddhist or Hindu restaurant, enjoy the food with a thankful heart. Everything belongs to Jesus, including the food we eat. If, however, you're with people who feel it's wrong to eat at such a place, then be a loving example and simply go elsewhere. Quote, if an unbeliever invites you to a meal and you want to go, eat whatever is put before you without raising questions of conscience. But if someone says to you, this has been offered in sacrifice, then do not eat it, both for the sake of the one who told you and for the sake of conscience. I am referring to the other person's conscience, not yours. For why is my freedom being judged by another's conscience? If I take part in the meal with thankfulness, why am I denounced because of something I thank God for? 1 Corinthians 10:27 to 30. Let us go now and determine to make Jesus the true center of our lives. Take time throughout each day to spend time with him that you may grow to know him more and have greater certainty that you are indeed saved and belong to him. Quote, therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1, 10 and 11. Be intentional in prayer, thanksgiving, and worship. Read the scriptures every day. Remember, everything in your Bible is there to teach and instruct you, so apply what you read earnestly and consistently. Quote, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. Romans 15, verse 4. Examine yourself and repent for any areas in your life where you are indulging in the world and have a divided heart. Go before Jesus in prayer and ask him to help you overcome any temptation you are facing and quickly repent where you have fallen into sin. Finally, make an effort to make good, Christ-pleasing choices, whatever you do, whether you're eating, drinking, or anything else. Quote, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Jews, Greeks, or the Church of God, even as I try to please everyone in every way. For I am not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved. 1 Corinthians 10, 31-33. May God bless you all.
Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 9.